Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the cast of Titanic at Signature Theater. Why don't you guys introduce yourself? We'll go left to right.
Hi, I'm Florence Lacey, and I play Ida Strauss.
Hi, I'm Sam Ludwig, and I play Frederick Barrett.
And I am Christopher Block, and I play Captain Smith.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming in and joining
thanks,
us.
Thanks. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
All right. Well, just so right off the bat, you guys have been living this forever, but our listeners might be they probably hear that and they think Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, but it's a little bit different, right? So,
yeah.
So explain how this one's different from that big image they have in their mind. You know, what is this Titanic story wise? I guess let's hear that from the captain.
Well, I will be playing it like Leonardo DiCaprio. it's a little bit more historical in terms of all the characters in it are real. Jack and Rose were wonderful inventions for the movie, but they're not included in this version. But almost everybody in the cast is an historical character except for the wonderful creation of Barrett, done by Sam Ludwig. And it's some marvelous music in it. It's one of the best scores around, and it's a joy to sing it. But you basically start the voyage of the Titanic, and then the second act is once they actually hit that iceberg, what happens on the ship. So it's a pretty remarkable story.
So you hit the iceberg right before intermission?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. You're leaving us hanging?
What's going to happen?
Actually, I think we know what's going to happen, but how it's going to happen,
that's right.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sort of take me into the music, because that's the main difference here. This is a Tony-winning musical here.
Mm-hmm.
Who recorded it? You know, take me into some of the highlights of the songs.
Yeah. Maura Yeston, the legendary composer, who wrote Nine and Grand Hotel, wrote the music. It's a stunning score. It's very emotionally resonant. I mean, like every song, every second is sort of bursting with emotion. And one of the interesting things that makes musicals different from other art forms is that you can sort of show groups of people dealing with something. So in the movie, you know, I mean, you have Kate and Leo, and you're sort of seeing the whole thing through this couple's eyes. But the show really does a great job of these amazing choral numbers and these big group scenes where everybody's sort of processing the disaster or the grandeur or the, you know, the journey. Collectively as well as individuals. So
awesome.
That's sort of one of the joyous things about it is singing as a group.
Right, gotcha. Yeah. And do you have any favorite musical numbers from the show?
Well, of course, my duet still is my absolute favorite. It's the one really beautiful love song that Maura Yeston wrote for this piece, and it's Ida and Isidore Strauss, who are the elderly couple who... he wouldn't get in the lifeboat because the younger men should, and she wouldn't get in the lifeboat because she wouldn't leave her husband. A lot of people say this is the true love story of the Titanic. Mm-hmm. This is the true one. And it's in investigating her, I've found such interesting stories. She, not only did she not get in the lifeboat, she gave her maid her seat in the lifeboat and gave her maid... her fur stole so that she wouldn't be cold floating out in the water waiting to be rescued.
That's incredible.
And we know this is true because her maid told the story once she got to New York.
Wow. Well, take me into their backstory a little bit before they boarded the ship.
Well, Isidore was one of the co-founders of Macy's department store in New York.
Oh, no kidding.
And according to our story, Ida wasn't well, and so they spent the winter in the French Riviera. And they were scheduled to sail home on a different ship. But there was a coal strike in Europe, and all the coal went to the Titanic for its maiden voyage. And so they got bumped to the Titanic. So this was so much their fate that they were supposed to perish this way. It just was fate.
So I don't know if you've actually blocked it yet or staged it, the number, if
we
you've gotten
not.
To it.
We have not.
But it's a spectacular moment, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Very
with
tender
it. Yeah.
Moment
oh,
it is.
It's just beautiful.
Is there going to be a dry eye in the house? Man, you
not
can feel an ocean
point.
After just listening to them, that story of them going down
oh,
together.
You know, I'm getting tears in my eyes from the hopefulness and the joy of the first act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That because we all know what the end of this story is, I'm finding that all of the dancing and all of the excitement and all of the glamour of what the imagination of what's going to happen to them on this wonderful ship, and then to know the dark side, I find myself crying in the first act.
It's very emotional.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
time. Yeah.
And the richness of that music really yeah. moves that along. It just, it captures the essence of the sea, I think. Mm-hmm. So many of those songs are just driving musical themes that yeah. really enrich it so beautifully.
Wow. How is it as the captain in, I mean, in Act One, you're probably, you know, it's like you said, it's the majesty and the unknown sailing out. But then yeah. in Act Two, it's, you gotta put on a brave face and go down with the ships.
So. Well, there's so much material available, and I was able to find a biography of the captain and so much of the crew and what that ship was about. He was planning on retiring. Whether it would have been immediately after that voyage is kind of doubtful, because he probably would have stayed for several more voyages to see the ship into, you know, running trim and feeling everything. Mm-hmm. All the rhythms were fine before somebody else took over, but he was very close to retiring. And the idea, he was a very experienced captain and was known as the millionaire's captain. He had been sailing with a lot of these people, including the Strausses, before. many of the people knew him. You know, it was almost like a little miniature party at the captain's table, inviting all his friends around. So that, I love that idea of, you know, the enjoyment in the first act of getting to know all these people, but especially knowing not just everybody on board, but his friends and the people he knew and his crew. When that hits, when they hit the iceberg, and Andrews, who is the builder of the ship, or the designer of the mm-hmm. ship, you know, realizes that, no, they only have tops 2 hours before it goes down. There's just something that drops where the realization is monumental. My God, how crushed can a person be, whether it be the designer or the captain or any number of people who are on board realizing it.
Yeah, wow. Take me sort of into, because I know a lot with the story of Titanic, not only the tragedy, obviously, and the great love stories and the captain, but there's such a big thing to do with the class divides of who is down below and who's above getting to go into the lifeboats first. Take me sort of how that is just this powerful backdrop social commentary behind the whole thing.
God. One of my favorite moments is when you get in that boat when they're trying to load in third class. Oh. And
the whole thing is, it's a microcosm of society. I mean, you have the entire world being birthed and then facing disaster and then everybody realizing sort of what's most important, you know, life and death, your loves. So, you know, there's very few third class people were saved. You know, they were gated, being kept down in their berths because, you know, it was after hours. So they just weren't able to get up to the lifeboats, which they weren't, you know, they didn't have enough capability to. I mean, what is it, over half, you know, over 1,500 people died in the Titanic.
And yeah.
More than half died.
How many people, what were the numbers on who actually made it out?
It was like 1,200 or something.
Yeah. Not even that many. It was 700, I think. 700
really?
Plus. Yeah,
oh
700 something. I'm not exactly sure of the figure. Yeah. But there were about 2,200 on board. I think 1,507 was the final death toll.
Lifeboats going largely empty. I mean, a lot of lifeboats getting sent out early on with, you know, the first class people not wanting to be too crowded on their lifeboat or feeling like they were going to be overrun by the third class people or the crew.
That's one of the tragedies. It's like the divisions we have in life, in society, are played out there in horrific concept.
Yeah. And the third class people were in lower decks anyway, so they were further away until they were finally released. And when most of the people were released, a lot of the lifeboats were already gone. There were some people who made it, and there's a little bit about Barrett, you know, the stoker who leads them.
Yeah, leads them on sort of, he knows a secret way up to the top, and ultimately, I don't know if I should give it away. I don't know if I should tell you what happens, because that's sort
Let's
of
leave
the,
a little mystery.
Well, that's the drama of it, is you know that it's gonna, people are gonna die, but you don't know who's gonna die.
Yeah,
and so, you know, like,
yeah, no spoilers.
Exactly.
That's enough of a hint.
Right.
but you're talking about all these big things, you know, lifeboats and, you know, icebergs right ahead and all this stuff. But how does that play out visually on a stage? Because Signature is, you know, it's an intimate setting. The audience is right up on the stage. What do we actually see? Do you have lifeboats that you have? Is there an iceberg, or, you know, what do we see visually?
I think more non-spoilers here.
is there a way to describe it? You know,
I think so.
It's expressionistic.
I was involved with Les Mis several years ago, where they really made it kind of surrounding the entire piece and this epic piece done in a very small space. This is the largest I have ever seen that space. They've opened it up entirely. The entire theater becomes the ship.
It's theater in the sphere.
Yeah.
Really, because there's multi-level. Yeah.
So in some sense, many of the people in the audience are voyaging along with us because it feels like you are in it. So you don't have necessarily the effects of, okay, here's a cabin, here we're in the bridge.
Right.
It all plays dealing with the different areas of the stage that we use, which include different levels, the entire theater, top to bottom, side to side, everything is used. And with the lights and sound effects, it really creates a very interesting environment to play in.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I know your arms are probably getting tired. Is there anything we're leaving out? Any, you know, why should we come see this? If we've, you know, if our listeners heard this, they sound intrigued. Maybe they love the movie or the old movie, or they saw it on Broadway. You know, why should they come to this production? What's the final sell for each of you guys?
Well, of course, it's the lush music, but of course, they heard that on Broadway if they saw the Broadway version. But this is very different from the movie, and hopefully, your experience will be your. A member of the passengers on this ship, and I think you'll be given a name with your ticket.
Right.
And so you will.
You mean like someone boarding the.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, you can actually check out whether you made it or not.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So real people's names are given to everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'm sold. Just go. No. All right. What do you guys think? I mean, just final.
Well, like with everything, I mean, it's all in the execution.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can tell somebody it's a musical of Titanic and they don't know what you mean. But I mean, all I can just assure you is that this production, as well as the piece, are first rate. I mean, you know, the music is incredible and it's being performed by a really special cast, an amazing group
of
people. And the orchestra that we're going to be getting is
17
pieces.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is, I mean, the level of epicness that you're getting in this intimate setting. I mean, it's just there's no other regional theater that's doing anything like this right now. I mean, this is going to be a serious bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's all in the
literally.
Execution. It's exactly, big bang.
Yeah, right around intermission.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's all in the execution, and this is going to be first rate.
Mm. Awesome.
That would be my.
Any final words from you, Captain?
I had the opportunity to visit the Titanic Experience, which is like a 10-year a showing of some of the artifacts and the piece down in Las Vegas, because I was there recently. And it was very strange going into it and just struck at some of the things that you see and realize it was actually there. And there's something about the story that still draws people.
Why do you think that is? Why are we so fascinated?
I think it was such a shock. And this ship, although it was not advertised as unsinkable, it became to be thought of as, there's no way this can go down. And it was designed to be that way. And there was a comment about, somebody made about when the hubris of engineering and modern design meets the forces of nature, there has to be failure. And I think when you start realizing the limitations, it becomes a shock to the system. And it's such an amazing story of both tragedy and triumph at the same time. And you get all of it. You get the grandeur in the first act. You get the enjoyment, the excitement of the trip. And then all of a sudden things change and people have to adapt. And that's riveting theater.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I love that. The human innovation industrialized meets nature.
Yeah.
We know what happens. But that's awesome. That's so cool. And the idea of, you know, come out and you can see whether you survive the night. That's amazing. Who thought of that? That's brilliant. That's awesome.
James, do you know?
James.
Somebody.
Our camera awesome. Person.
Yeah, well, come aboard the Titanic, you know, get a name and a number and all that and see if you survive. It's at Signature Theater December 13th through January 29th. Check it out. I think Arena Stage has Moby Dick and Signature has Titanic. We're just setting sail here. So this is great. Everybody, thanks so much for coming out. This
Thank
is awesome.
You.
I can't wait to see it.
Terrific. Thank you so much.